Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's 11 a.m. straight up, and it's time for Something About the Women.
Sitting through changes. sitting through pain, look in the mirror and finding a friend, turning it over, takes so much practice, but it's making me sane, so
good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. It seems that fall has come to New England, and I love to play that song, Turning It Over by Meg Christian, around this time, most years, not every year. And I like to tell the story about how when I first came to Boston, my very first time, I was a senior in high school, and I came up because I was in the jazz band at Princeton High School, and we were in a competition at the Berklee School of Music, and we were walking around Boylston Street, and I wandered into a record store, and I saw this poster on the wall, and I didn't know what it was. It was the cover of Meg Christian's Turning It Over, the album, and something about it just spoke to me. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know what kind of music it would be, although she is holding a classical guitar, and I just remember thinking, you know, mental note, that might be for me. And little did I know that I would be discovering women's music a year later when I came to Tufts started hanging out with people who knew what that was. So go figure. And what's interesting in sort of a, coincidental kind of way is that Irene Young, who did a lot of the photography for the album covers for Meg Christian and a lot of the artists on Olivia Records and other records, labels as well. She is putting together a book of her photographs, and believe it or not, it's called Something About the Women. So I just posted on our Facebook page how you can support that effort and get probably get a copy of that book when it comes out. So I encourage you to do so and stay tuned. I've reached out to them to see if maybe there's a way we can help promote the book, which will feature all of her or many of her photographs from over the years of women musicians. All right. And also big shout out to my friend Gary, also known as DJ GB. He had put in a silent auction, which I won, a little stack of classic Olivia records, and one of them was Turning It Over, which I've owned for many years but seem to have misplaced. So I now have a copy once again of that album cover that caught my eye way back in 1981, which is when it came out. All right. So happy to be here in the squeaky chair with you for Something About the Women today. And I am fresh back from Camp, which finally happened after 2 years of not having it because of COVID. So it was good to reconnect with friends, and that's where the aforementioned silent auction took place. So I'm refreshed and ready for the new year. And speaking of new, I've got a whole bunch of new music for you, and I think what I'm going to do until I can't do it anymore is play you double takes, two new songs from new albums or singles from artists, so double shots of artists, because there's lots of great new music out, including the upcoming two from one of our favorites here on Something About the Women. This is Amy Ray.
Yeah. pickup truck. My baby's sleeping in the back, driving out the demons as the feathers blow on past. Burning up the sky to crackers in the summertime. Dwelling on a cage, our life flies by. Roll, Jordan, roll. The horses and the pounds, singing, joy is our victory.
that my wheels
right, wrapping up our first full set of the morning with a couple of brand new tunes from Larkin Poe's new three-song EP. That was the title track, Blood Harmony. And before that, Georgia Off My Mind. Little twist there on a well-known song title. Great, great music from Larkin Poe. Before that, a brand new album that I'm really, really digging from Kelsey Walden. I think it's her second album. The album is called No Regular Dog. We heard Backwater Blues, preceded by the title track, No Regular Dog. That is on Oh Boy Records. And we started the set with a double shot from Amy Ray. She has a couple of singles out, Joy Train and A Mighty Thing, which features Sarah Jarosz. So there you have it. I'm playing double shots of new music from artists you love. So let's just continue with that. Let's get a little bluesy with it. Here's some brand new music from Shamika Copeland here on Something About the Women.
Wanna make it big? Wanna be a star? Wanna be more famous than the lonely girl you are? Don't take a lot of talent or a big degree to get yourself chased by the paparazzi. Who cares if you're a genius or a rocket scientist? Long as you make it on the best dress list. Dumb it down, dumb it down. To dumb it down. If you want to know the secret to success, always use two syllables or less. No need to get a headache using your brain. You can make $1 billion. So let me explain. Forget about computers or parlez-vous français. Just keep it simple, honey. Remember this phrase. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Baby, don't get smart. Dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. Pretend that is art. Dumb it down, dumb it down. To dumb it down. Smile.
Keep moving till we make it right. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. If you think we're stopping, you got it wrong. We come too far to be gone. Saw you in Selma and Birmingham, marching together to the glory. All through the daily struggle, making good trouble, just to keep moving on. That voice didn't die in vain. Its echo rings like no other for every sister and every brother. Though many are gone, their spirit still screams. You can kill a man, but not a dream. We done come too far to be gone. Come too far to be gone. We come.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Take her in and you give her the world. Now she's playing with my emotions.
Wrapping up a bluesy set there with Tedeschi Trucks Band. They have been putting out these EPs called I Am the Moon. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. And we just heard something from 4, Farewell, called Last Night in the Rain. I really like that one. And before that, from I Am the Moon 2, Ascension, we heard Playing with My Emotions. They're just doing lots of little EPs, putting out music on a pretty regular basis. So if you like Tedeschi Trucks Band, you don't have to go through a drought of new music. Before that, Joanne Shaw Taylor did a couple of new songs. Stop Messing Around, that's from her new live album, Blues from the Heart Live. And before that, a single that came out a little bit before that, Just No Getting Over You, subtitled Dream Cruise. And before that, Too Far to Be Gone, that is from Shamika Copeland's new album called Done Come Too Far. And Dumb It Down, also from Shamika Copeland from the same album. And she is touring right now. If you get a chance to go see her, Shamika Copeland is great in concert. Just great, great, great energy. So that wraps up our set. And it is just about 2 minutes in front of noon here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This, of course, is Something About the Women. My name is Sue. There's a concert series I wanted to let you know about. It just came through my Facebook feed, and it's just a great, great lineup. So there is an organization, it's a nonprofit called the Trustees of Reservations, I think it's called. And now they're just known as the Trustees. I actually interviewed for a job there once on a beautiful farm. I didn't get the job, but it was a lovely experience. Anyway, they are doing this, seems to be a Thursday night concert series out in Harvard, Mass, at the Fruitlands Museum. And this coming Thursday, the 15th, is Something About the Women, favorite, Jill Sobule. So that's on Thursday the 15th. And then the following week, the Neilds are going to be there for, again, on a Thursday, at the same place, the Fruitlands Museum in Harvard. Then the following week, Chris Matthews, who we've played on this show, she is an African-American. I believe she is queer, and she uses all kinds of different types of music to get her point across, and she is going to be there on September 29th, and then followed by, this one's actually on a Saturday, so I lied about the Thursdays. This is the only exception. There's going to be a hiking concert with Katie Jones, and it's going to be on a trail at the Fruitlands Museum. That's on Saturday, October 1st. And then on October 6th, another Something About the Women favorite and frequent guest on our show, Jonathan Brooke. She'll be there on October 6th, and she is always a great, great show. And then continuing on Thursday, October 13th, with Deb Talon. You may know her as a solo act or as a member of the Weepies. Then Melissa Ferrick is going to be there on October 20th, also a Thursday, followed by Lily Lewis on Thursday, October 27th. So that is...